Greg Ehrenberg here with Adam Scher, closing out the week with another edition of the NBA Injury Report. Do us a favor, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you have any questions at all, leave them below in the comments section. We haven't gotten as many comments and questions the last couple of days. I like answering guys' questions. Go leave them. It's not a bother. I promise that I really do appreciate it. Helps us with the video, helps us with the algorithm, helps more people see our videos overall. Getting into the injury report for today, we've got a bunch of names on here, 11-game slate, nothing too surprising. I'm going to start with the Los Angeles Clippers. Marcus Morris and Nick Batum are both questionable to play. Marcus Morris somewhat unexpectedly was ruled out last game. Adam, if neither one of these guys are going to play, who is the value piece that opens up on the Clippers' wing?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that you can expect more minutes from Terrence Mann. He started last game. He played about 34 minutes in regulation. Makes him look good. You can expect a lot of minutes from Amir Coffey, but he's already kind of priced up. I think it's a positive for Zubats as well. Not that I necessarily would expect the Clippers to go small in this matchup anyway, but if you take Marcus Morris out of the picture, it, you know, lowers that risk even more. So I think it makes those guys look better in terms of playing time. And then in terms of usage, you get Reggie Jackson just basically running the show, not having to compete with Morris for shot volume. And so it makes him look a bit better as well.
Yeah, certainly a team that's pretty thin with no Kawhi Leonard this year and Paul George on the mend as well as UCL injury. Moving on to the Philadelphia 76ers, Seth Curry's been playing really big minutes for this team recently, but now he's listed on the injury report as questionable. That comes in addition to Matisse Thybulle, Danny Green, and Shake Milton all being out. Adam, how are they going to handle the backcourt minutes and who would stand out as a value play if Seth Curry's also ruled out?
Yeah, I mean, if Curry sits, I think it solidifies playing time for Furkan Korkmaz. His playing time had kind of been scaled back recently. He didn't start the last game. They started Charlie Brown Jr. Korkmaz then started the second half. But if Curry's out, I don't really see any way around Korkmaz being in the starting lineup and playing a lot of minutes. I think it would also open the door potentially for a little bit more from Niang. He's already playing mid-20s, but maybe you get a little bit more there. And then I expect the rest would probably just kind of be filled out by Charlie Brown Jr. and Isaiah Joe. I don't anticipate either one of them being that useful. But I think you also would get more Tyrese Maxey, who he's already playing a lot of minutes, but we've seen when the Sixers are shorthanded this year that they have no issue just running Maxey out there for 40 minutes. I think that it's possible that you would see that again tonight as well.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I think we've seen as many as like 43 minutes for Maxey in a regulation game, not even overtime. So totally agree with you there. He could play massive minutes. Moving on to the Atlanta Hawks, they've had Clint Capela out in recent games. He is now upgraded to questionable. That comes in addition to Danilo Gallinari is questionable. Gorgui Dieng is questionable. Bogdan Bogdanovic is out. I think the key here is going to be Clint Capela, though. If he is out, do you think this could be another big game for Onyeka Okongwu, who's played big minutes in the last couple of games after his minutes kind of wavered in earlier games without Capela?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, at this point, we basically just have that one weird game where he started and only played like 24 minutes. Other than that, he's been playing huge starters minutes when he has started in place of Capela. Gallo also didn't go through shoot around. And if he's out, like if Capela and Gallo are both out, I think that solidifies Okongwu's minutes even more because it makes it basically you've been getting like a three-man rotation between center and power forward between Okongwu, Collins, and Gallinari. If you take Gallinari out, you need Collins to play the four more. I'm assuming you would get Gorgui Dieng getting back up center minutes, but it makes it even more difficult for Okongwu to get benched mid-game.
Yeah, I think there's really no way around it. Okongwu, the last couple of games, he played 36 minutes two games ago and then 34 minutes last game. So big minutes in both of them and a guy who's a pretty good points from a fantasy producer. The question just always becomes, is he going to get minutes? Obviously, if Capela plays, he's off the table anyway. The injury report is sponsored by Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports. If you have not yet signed up for Yahoo, you could do it using the link in the description box below. And then if you head on over to Yahoo using that link, make a deposit, enter a contest, you get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum, get access to all the tools we have on the site, projections, ownership projections, boom bust tool, all stuff that's invaluable when building DFS lineups. Moving on with the rest of the injuries we have to deal with today, the Toronto Raptors, this is a team who, when they're missing players, we've seen as of late, Nick Nurse just says, hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm playing my starters for nearly the entire game. Chris Boucher will get in. He doesn't care for his bench, and that could be the situation again today. Ken Birch is out. Gary Trent Jr. is questionable. Adam, how many minutes do we expect from the Raptors starter if Trent is ruled out again?
A lot. I mean, at this point, I don't really think you can do anything but expect that you're getting 40 minutes from Siakam and Van Vliet, and Barnes and Ananobi are probably getting close to that as well. Birch, you can expect low to mid-30s. Boucher, you can expect to play into the 30s if Trent is out. I think the Siakam, Van Vliet, Barnes, Ananobi pieces are playing a lot of minutes, regardless of Trent's status. You know, maybe you take a couple minutes off of them if Trent's back, but one way or the other, I think they're playing a ton. Where I think Trent really matters, even though they're not the same position, is with Achiuwa and Boucher, because I think they're likely to play mid-20s if Trent is in, and likely to play mid-30s if he's out.
Donovan Mitchell set to miss another game. He is in the concussion protocols. A little unclear when he's going to be back. I assume he's going to be back before too long, but he missed last game. He's going to be out again tonight. We do have Rudy Gay coming back, which does add another fresh body into the mix for the Utah Jazz. But that aside, which guards or which players in general do you think still are worth getting to with Donovan Mitchell missing another game?
Pretty much all of them. I mean, Gay coming back probably makes it so Neal plays like 32 minutes instead of 36. But I don't think Gay has too much of an impact, because you had House and Azubuike and Forrest play last game. Gay can take minutes from all of those guys as well. So I think that you're still basically looking at the same thing you had last game, where all of Gobert, Conley, Bogdanovich, Clarkson, O'Neal, Ingles, now Gay are good to really good options. Gobert, I think, is the one that I still like the most, because Hassan Whiteside's absence typically leads to more minutes for Gobert, but all of these guys get more minutes and more production without Mitchell.
All right, the final spot to talk about, the bane of our existence, and pun intended, because the Memphis Grizzlies are missing Desmond Bane, Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, Tyus Jones. They're all out. That comes in addition to Killian Tilly being listed as questionable. Not sure what kind of role Tilly will play if he's actually active. But last game, DeAnthony Melton was a mega chalk play. I don't remember his exact ownership off the top of my head, but he was owned in like more than 50% of a lot of tournaments, and just didn't get the minutes. Something I didn't think was even possible. The Grizzlies had like four active guards last game. They still found a way to get away from DeAnthony Melton. Are you comfortable going back to him, or is there anybody else you think stands out as a value play with these players missing for the Grizzlies?
Absolutely not comfortable going back to him, but I do think it's an interesting tournament play, and I'll be mentioning it in my tournament plays video as well, because I still think that there's potential for him to play minutes. Like, they're still missing bodies. If he plays well, he can play more. I just don't, obviously the minutes aren't safe, but you're going to get very low ownership on him today, whereas everyone assumed he was playing mid-20s the other day. So certainly don't feel safe. I feel a lot more comfortable with minutes for guys like John Conchar, assuming he stays in the starting lineup. But there's just plenty of minutes to go around. One thing we did see that's worth noting is John Morant played 39 and a half minutes. That is certainly, one of the things that we had talked about that could happen with Tyus Jones being out along with Bane and Brooks, is you just run Morant out there for close to 40 minutes. So I think that he does look even better than usual now that we know they're not afraid to do that.
Yeah, and that's a massive boost, because John Morant for the season only plays 32 minutes per game. And I don't think any of us thought that it would just be, or at least we knew it was a possibility, but not necessarily we thought like 40 minutes around there for John Morant seemed excessive. But that's where a lot of those minutes that we thought were going to go to Melton went. They just all went to John Morant. He played, like you said, nearly the entire game there. So a lot of minutes for John Morant certainly makes him a higher priority. Something else that should be a priority for you guys, signing up over at Yahoo, using the link in the description box below, get yourself that one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. Like this video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, leave us a comment if you have any questions. Good luck tonight, guys, and have a good weekend.